have two scriptures today. One is in Joshua chapter 1, 1 through 9. The other one is 2 Timothy 1, 7.
好，如果翻到圣经的话，我们先一起来攻读神的话。好，你可以用任何的语言。好，这时候我们请起立。如果你可以站起来的话，哈，如果你不能站起来，没有关系，不用勉强。我们一起来攻读神的话。
Let's all rise and read the word of God.
好，预备，请。耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说：“你的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去，把你们脚掌所踏之地。”我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了，从旷野这黎巴嫩，直到伯拉大河赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你生平的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我摩西仆人就不一切的话，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守这律法书上所写的一切话。如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。提摩太后书一章七节，预备，请。因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强谨守的心。各位请坐。我不晓得各位有没有那种胆怯的那种经验。
So I was wondering if you have ever experienced.
我曾经分享过。我过去是非常胆小的，不敢公开讲话。
So I told you I was afraid of speaking in public before.
那我信主之后呢，很想跟人家传福音，我就带着吉他，然后呢去的医院哈，然后去唱诗歌。唱完诗歌之后呢，我这个脸就开始红起来，就不敢讲话。然后就一句耶稣爱你，然后就跑掉了。
So after I know the Lord and I really love to serve Him, so I brought my guitar and visiting people in the hospital and singing worship songs with them. But after I have done that, I just simply say Jesus love you and run away.
那后来呢，遇到神安排我遇到磐石乐团谢宏文牧师，那就他就经常带着我到陌生的人群当中的传福音。慢慢就克服那个胆怯，直到神呼召我，然后进了神学院接受装备。
Thank be to God, He arranged me to meet Mr. Xie of the music rock band, and then, and since then I slowly conquered my timidity, and I was called by God become a pastor, and you know, find out, you know, go into missionary and become a pastor.
那后来我当了牧师之后，发现说啊，原来教会中啊。还有很多人跟我一样，也是恐惧、胆小、害怕的。
So after I become a pastor, I found out, oh, there's so many people among us are like me. They're shy and afraid of speaking in public.
那我们邀请他们这些人来上来做见证，得救见证的时候，哇，他就在那里害怕了。
So sometimes we invite them up on the stage to have a personal testimony. They're just terrified.
我先跟大家预告一件事情，以后我们每一个礼拜五晚上，我们都会安排有人在这里做见证。
So, by the way, I have to remind you, from now on, every Friday night meeting, we will have personal testimonies.
我们礼拜五，就是过去这个礼拜五，张医师的这个得救见证非常的感动啊，你们错过了，好可惜。
And last Friday, the Dr. Zhang's testimony is really moving.
那我就看见有人在做见证的时候，然后呢，他就吓得手心冒汗，两腿发软，心跳加快，呼吸急促。瞳孔放大，讲完之后落荒而逃。
So I have seen people in the past when they are giving their testimony, they sweat, their leg became weak, and their heart rate accelerated, and they breathe hard, pupil dilated, and after the testimony disappear like flash.
我不晓得我们当中有没有人这样子，不过我们等着看好了哈，你们要来过来看。倘若你有这种胆怯的这种难处。不要担心。
So if you are timid, don't worry.
因为这不是少数人的问题，事实上我相信每一个人都曾经有胆怯或是失去勇气的这种经验，包括伟大的领袖。
So you are not the only one. Everyone has experience of timidity and discouragement, even famous leaders.
Yeah. 例如我们刚刚所读的经文，约书亚他是接续摩西的任务，要带领以色列人进入真正最后进入那个迦南美地，要承受应许这个的这个最伟大的领袖。
So for example, we just read the scripture, when Joshua took over Moses' task to lead the Israelites into Canaan.
但是他在接受这个任务之前呢，我们看见啊，他也是相当的胆怯的，而且惧怕到一个地步。我们刚才所读的经文那里说，连续圣经三次提醒他要刚强壮胆。
But before he was given the task, he was so uncertain and terrified that God told him three times to be strong and courageous.
在第六节、第七节、第九节都一再的告诉他，再加上百姓也要他刚强壮胆，在第十八节。
So we can see then verse 6, 7, 9, God asked him to be strong and courageous, and all the people asked him to be courageous also as in verse 8.
所以这个时候我们看见他不是只有胆小而已啊，看到这里很大的一个惧怕在他里面，为什么呢？
So it's not only timid, he's terrified. Why?
其实我们来认识约书亚这个人的背景，他可不简单啊。
So if we study Joshua, he has quite a background.
好，论体能战绩，在出埃及记十七章十三节说，他用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓，哇，这个厉害。
So as a warrior, in Exodus recorded, Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with a sword.
好，论属灵生命，我们看见在民数记二十七章十八节说，嫩的儿子约瑟心中是有圣灵的。
So as a spirit life, and then we can see the numbers. It says, "So the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit."
好，论侍奉经历来讲，你看摩西上山祷告说，带着他。他就只光光只带着这个约书亚上了神的山，在出埃及记二十四章十三节。
Talk about the experience of serving God. We can see in the Exodus, Moses set out with Joshua, his aide, and then Moses went up to the mountains of God.
好，论到侍奉的中心，你看到出埃及记三十三章十一节，那里讲到说，摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手，就是一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚，不离开会幕。这么忠心啊。
So talk about loyalty, and it's recorded in Exodus also. The Moses would return to the camp, but this his young age Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent.
啊，论到对神的信心，他被差派十二探子之一，结果他回来当中的嫩的儿子和约书亚和加勒，他怎么样撕裂衣服？就只有他是这么样的忠，这么样的对神有大有信心。
So talking about faith in God is recorded in Numbers, it says, Joshua and Caleb, who were among those who had explored the land, torn their clothes.
我们来看这样的人才呀，做领袖的候选人，全以色列人，你看，全以色列人，你几乎找不到第二个了。
So we can see this kind of leader is hard. It was really hard to find the second one among Israelites.
但为什么约书亚还会胆怯呢？
But why Joshua was afraid?
原来再伟大的领袖。在面对艰巨任务的时候都会胆怯。
So because it doesn't matter how great you are, when facing tough tasks and challenges, you will be afraid.
那今天同样的，我们来思考，我们教会在这里其实也是在领受一项艰巨的任务使命。
So think about us. Our church is facing a challenge too.
我们在广大的南城县地区要建立一个神得荣耀的教会。
So we are going to build a church that glorify God in this vast South Orange County.
那我请问大家，这容不容易？
So I'll ask you, is that easy?
我们三十多年过来了，我们看见教会过去面对的很多的难处。
So in the past 30 years, we have our unique challenges.
加上我们许多的拦阻障碍，又有内忧外患等等，同工又缺乏哈，我们相信这是一个艰巨的任务。
So we have worries from within and troubles from outside, lack of resources.
等我们看见呢，越来越多的华人来到这一块地方。
And we see more and more Chinese people move into this town.
我们就在那里，好像他就在那里感叹说：“哎呀，好像我们就要进入迦南，可是就进不了。”
So、
那样子的一种遗憾。
We're kind of in the same situation, like we're going into the land of Canaan, but we can't now.
我们也是在面对一个艰巨的一个任务，当然我们也会胆怯的。
So in front of this tough task, we will be afraid.
但我们今天要从约书亚的故事来学习，我们也需要来恢复刚强壮胆。
So today, through the book of Joshua, let us learn how to restore our courage.
我们从三方面来谈，我们要来怎么样来恢复刚强壮胆。
So how to restore our strength and courage?
Yeah.
I have three points to make.
首先，恢复刚强壮胆呢，是因为神的期待。
The first one is to restore our strength and courage is because it's God's expectation.
我们一起来读第六节到第九节，好吗？
Let's read verse 6-9.
好，预备，请你的刚强。谢谢。我们不要以为说，因为这是神的期待要求要刚强壮胆，所以呢，我们只好无奈的顺服。
So don't think that's God's will, and we have no choice but to obey.
其实是上帝的慈爱，他乐意施恩赐福给我们。
God is full of mercy and willing to bless.
因为每一次圣经提到对百色的以色列百姓的期待要求的时候，另外一方面同时都会伴随着应许跟赐福的。
So every time when God laid down the laws for the Israelites, on the other hand, blessings follows.
好，例如神颁布命令要百姓遵守他的律例典章，这个是期待要求。那他们就得以进入承受迦南美地，这就是应许赐福。
So when God commanded the people to obey His law, so that they can enter the promised land.
好，那同样的，上帝在这里有一个期待要求啊，就是要他们刚强壮胆。但另外一方面呢，又一个应许赐福，就是要随时与他们同在。
And here God's command is be strong and courageous, and the promise is God will be with you wherever you go.
好，我们看见当年以色列人在旷野漂泊了将近40年之久，终于准备要进入迦南地了。这时候，摩西因为击打磐石而不讨神喜悦，所以只能在对岸在那里观看，却无法带领百姓进入迦南。
So let's see here. After 40 years wandering in the desert, right before entering the land of Canaan, Moses disobeyed God's command by striking the rock with his staff and displeased God so that he cannot allow to enter the land, only see it from afar.
摩西安息主怀之后，在这个重要时刻，群龙无首之际，神将带领以色列百姓进入迦南地的重责大任交给约书亚。
So after God laid Moses to rest, at this time Israelites lost their leader, and God appointed Joshua.
约书亚成为取代摩西的领袖，我们可以理解，这时候约书亚心中的担忧一定是有的。
So to replace Moses, we can understand why Joshua was terrified.
摩西那样的伟大，那约书亚就怀疑自己的能力，能够取代摩西吗？
So Moses is great among the Israelites. Joshua must think, can he replace Moses?
但这个时候呢，上帝借着这个神随时与他同在的这个应许，让他知道，其实过去并不是摩西在带领百姓，而是神自己。
But God used his promise that to be with him wherever he goes to let him know that it was not Moses leading the Israelites in the past, but God himself.
你记得当年摩西也是曾经很胆怯的，在那里推脱说：“哎呀，我是左口笨舌的啊。”后来他之所以可以成为伟大领袖的关键是什么？就是因为神的同在。
So remember at the beginning, Moses was timid too. He uses slow in speech as an excuse to get out of his duty, but later on he became a great leader. That's because God was with him.
你知道摩西有很多的祷告，但是我特别喜欢他这句祷告，又抓住神的应许，你知道是什么吗？我们一起来读好不好？出埃及记三十章十五节。
Let's read the Moses prayer.
来。
Moses said to him, "If your presence."
摩西看重神的同在啊，因为这是得胜的秘诀。
So Moses really pay attention to God's presence because that's the secret of his being victorious.
那上帝在这里也清楚地告诉约书亚，一样的，以后也会一样。只要神应许与他同在，不要担心的。
So here God also promised Joshua that he would be with him also.
不过约书亚也有责任，他的责任呢，就是要先刚强壮胆。
But there's a requirement for Joshua also. That is, he needs to be strong and courageous.
所以这是神对约书亚唯一的期待，就是命令要求啊，刚强壮胆。
So that's God's only expectation to him to be strong and courageous.
不过我们想一想啊，有一点奇怪，好比说你辛辛苦苦建立了一个很大的公司，要交给一个你最信任的人去经营，这时候你可能有很多事情要交代。
So, for example, let's think about it. You spent many years build up your own company, and now you ask somebody to manage it. You probably caution him with a lot of things.
哇，你会想说有这个要千交代万叮咛的，要怎么样做，是不是？
There are a lot of things you will tell him what to do or what not to do, right?
那同样的，约书亚要接续这么大的一个任务，你发现上帝呢不是千交代万叮咛，你跟他讲说，啊，例如说，啊，你要忠心到底啊，你要能忍受苦难啊，你要热心服事啊，你要委身顺服啊，啊，你要谦卑舍己啊，啊，你要过圣洁生活啊，你要彼此相爱，你要熟读圣经啊。
So for Joshua, when he received such a big responsibility, God didn't caution him much like what we would think. He would say, hey, you need to be loyal. You need to be able to bear the trial and pain and eager to serve and be humble, be selfless and be pure and be loving and be diligent in scripture study.
欸，这些我们听起来很熟悉，哦，好像在教会的语言，哦，常常说你要来教会就是要做这个事情，是不是？
So it sounds really familiar.
你才能够当领袖，好像是这样子，是不是？
That we constantly get reminded in our church.
但是很奇怪，说这里呢就只有一再的重复对他说，你当刚强壮胆。
But here God only over and over to remind him and ask him to be strong and courageous.
这有点奇怪，是不是？但很明显的，不是说我刚刚讲的这些不重要，而是我们可以看出这个时刻，特别的时刻，对约书亚而言，恢复刚强壮胆是神对他最大最重要的期待。
So it doesn't mean what I have said is not important, but we can see at this moment that God's expectation to him is to be strong and courageous.
为什么呢？
And why?
很简单啊，因为你当你胆怯的时候，你什么事都做不好。
It's simple because when you're afraid, you cannot accomplish anything.
我记得我的小孩，他们小时候都学钢琴。
So I remember my kids are all playing piano.
那有一次是那个钢琴成果发表会的时候，哇，很多的来宾，很多的学生，很多的这个家长都在那下面等着要看。
And then there's one time they have.The recital. All the parents and kids are all gathered together. They're waiting to see their performance.
那他们知道我的孩子，这是叶牧师的小孩啊，叶牧师啊，这个他们特别会注意，那个是叶牧师的小孩啊，好，那一定。所以那老师呢也知道给他们压力，所以排在比较后面都比较压力比较大的，你知道我的意思。
So everybody know my kids. They all say, "Oh, that's Pastor Ye's kids." So they're all focused on them.
哦，所以呢，我其中有一位啊，他上来的时候。哇，他就在家里练得非常好，非常非常。可是他当他开始弹的时候，弹了前面大概几个小节之后，忽然间就停住了。他说这时候呢，他就忘记了，整个脑筋就是忘记了。他说他看到下面的，然后忘记接下来是什么了，就愣在那里。
So one of my kids, she walked on the stage and started playing. It was okay at the first half, and then suddenly she just stopped and froze because she forgot about everything.
你知道接下来是怎么样回事了哈？非常的挫折，非常的就是啊，过去你可以想，过去几个月的这个练习努力都功亏一篑了。
So all the practice and preparation in the past few months turns out nothing.
那你可以想象，刚强壮胆何等的重要。
So that's we can see how important it is to be strong and courageous.
同样，我们在想象，如果我们拥有许多的圣经知识装备，我们也学会了很多的侍奉技巧与经验，但是却没有胆量、勇气，不敢公开传福音，不敢对众人做见证。你可以想象，我们所有一切的过去的努力都功亏一篑了。
About us, if we are well equipped with the Bible verses and knowledge, and we have our strategy to share, but without courage, we dare not to testify, dare not to talk to people, it's useless.
当然，我们需要好好的熟读神的话语，我们也要操练侍奉。但是更重要的是，我们要有刚强壮胆，才能够完成任务，是不是？
So of course, we need to study Scripture and practice how to serve.But more importantly, we need to have courage to complete the assignment.
但你可能会说，哎呀，我只是一个普通胆小的平信徒哈，一般平信，我又不是什么伟大的领袖，所以我不需要什么恢复刚强壮胆的，我只要每一个礼拜安安分分的上教堂做礼拜啊，然后呢，私底下我默默的服侍啊，帮忙一些事情，做一些事情啊，这样就够了，不需要刚强壮胆吗
？So maybe you'll say I'm just an ordinary believer. I can't compare with those great leaders. So I don't need to restore my courage if I can only faithfully come to church every Sunday and be loyal and serve the church. That's fine.
其实神对每一位基督徒的心意。和期待是一样的，不管你是不是领袖，你都必须要恢复刚强壮胆。
But to God, His expectation to all His Christians is to be strong and courageous.
为什么呢？提摩太后书一章七节，我们一起来读。
Why is that? Let's read Second Timothy 1:7.
预备，来，新约神。好，换一句话说，我们需要恢复刚强壮胆，是为了满足神的心意，因为他期待我们的没有胆怯的，反倒是刚强的，仁爱谨守的心。
So to be strong and courageous is to obey God's will. He wants us not to be timid, but have power, love, and self-discipline.
所以这是神的吩咐，我们没有选择，必须除去这种惧怕的心，得到。恢复我们的刚强壮胆。
So this is God's command, and we must get rid of our timidity and be brave and strong.
使我们可以勇敢、刚强，不再软弱，来讨主喜悦。
So we can be strong and no longer weak and please God.
除了刚强壮胆是神的期待，另外一方面，刚强壮胆恢复刚强壮胆也是为了要完成我们的托付。
So It's not only God's command, but it's also our tool to be able to accomplish our goal.
好，让我们一起来读第一节到第五节。
Let's read Joshua 1-5.
好，请。这里我们看见了一个神重要的托付，对于约书亚而言。
So we can see here, God has a mission for Joshua.
神一再的提醒约书亚，对以色列有一个特别的计划。
He reminds Joshua over and over again. He has his plan for the Israelites.
在今天，同样的神对你对我都有他的特别的计划。
And also today, God for you and me, we all have.He has plans for all of us.
上帝虽然是全能掌权的主， 但是呢，上帝也要我们有当尽的责任去完成他的托付。
So God is sovereign, He's in charge, but we also have our own responsibilities.
对于约书亚而言，他的计划就是要接续摩西的使命，来带领以色列人进入迦南这应许之地。
So to Joshua, his task is to take over Moses and finish the business to bring Israelites, lead Israelites into Canaan.
所以他唯一要做的就是要勇敢的、刚强壮胆来完成这个托付。
So all he needs to do is to be strong, courageous to finish this mission.
刚才我提到约书亚的背景，我们就知道他过去的这些经历也好，他的条件也好，对我们来讲，这个形象呢，就像勇者不惧的这种形象，怎么这个时候他会胆怯呢？
So as we mentioned a little about Joshua's background, we know that he was a fearless warrior, but now why he was afraid?
其实最重要的原因，他之所以会胆怯呢，乃是因为他把那个焦点呢放在自己的身上。
I think because he focused on himself.
约书亚他是个聪明人，我们知道，他当然知道自己很优秀，但是这个时刻不一样了。约书亚他是虽然是这个会有非常优良的背景条件，不过当时是摩西陪伴他照着他，现在他一个人了，要带领60万以色列大军，再加上妇女孩童，至少有200多万人，这么艰巨的任务，凭他一个人怎么能完成呢？
So Joshua is a wise man, knowing that Moses has taken most of the tasks in the past, and now he is left alone. He has to lead 600,000 Israelites plus women and children altogether, probably more than 2 million people.
所以他胆怯的原因就是说，我怎么可以啊？就像当年彼得在水面上行走的时候，他那个焦点本来在神耶稣身上，换在自己身上，我怎么可以在水面上，他就沉下去，就失败了嘛。
So and then because like past Peter, when he was able to walk on the water, he was focused on Jesus.But as soon as he focused on himself and said, oh, how can I be able to walk on water, you start to sink.
今天我们的失败也常常是因为我们把那个焦点常常放在我们自己身上，我们就注定要失败。
So today our failure most caused by our focus too, because we focus on ourselves.
其实我们为什么会对自己没有信心，当我们胆怯的时候，放在这个焦点放在自己身上，那其实不是因为我们对自己没有那个自信心，其实是什么？是我们对神没有信心的表现。
So sometimes we are afraid. We think it's because we don't have faith in ourselves. But indeed, instead we don't have faith in God.
这就是基督徒胆怯的原因啊。
That's why Christians afraid.
我们对上帝没信心。
We don't have faith in God.
我们就表现在我们的胆怯上面。
And it can show in our timidity.
但是圣经怎么告诉我们？他说：“神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？”我们如果知道这个道理的话，我们就有信心来面对前面的挑战，来完成托付。
But the Bible told us, if God is with us, who can be against us? So if we all know that and believe that, we'll be able to face the challenges.
所以当神要约书亚刚强壮胆，在第十八节，百姓也要他刚强壮胆。
So when God asked Joshua to be strong and courageous, and also all the nations, people, ask him to be strong and courageous also.
这是要让约书亚知道一件事情，他有一个使命，一个托付要去完成，胆怯是无济于事的。
So it is to let Joshua know that he has a mission, and fear will be no help.
可是要如何才能刚强壮胆呢？
But how to be strong and courageous?
就是要去明白且相信，既然这是来自神，全能的神，他的托付，他就一定会引领保守。
So as to know, since it's God's command, his expectation, and God will lead and protect.
所以约书亚唯一要做的，也刚强壮胆，就是把那个焦点再重新转向神。
So all Joshua needs to do is focus on God.
他要知道说，一切都是神在掌权。
Knowing that God is in charge.
一切都是上帝的计划，他必定会负责到底。
And everything's God's plan, and He will see it's done.
而我们只不过是他的一个器具，一个工具，来完成这个实在对我们的托付而已。
And we are His tools to accomplish all this.
我们没有那么重要。
So we're not that important.
当你有这样的一个看见，帮你把转这个焦点转向神的时候，这样我们就能够放心，且能够刚强壮胆起来了。
So in this way, we can, be able to relax a little and be strong.
所以，我们同样的，无论我们面对任何的挑战，只要我们把焦点放在神以及他为你预备的计划，而不是自己和自己的能力。
So when we're facing challenges, focus on God.Not your ability.
因此我们不要太看重自己的表现，或是在乎别人对你的评价。
So stop worrying about your performance and others' evaluation.
倘若你借着侍奉来得到别人对你的肯定，才会觉得自己有价值，这样你只是在满足人对你的期待，而不是忠于神对你的托付。
If you are eager to serve and be praised by men of being valuable in the ministry, it's men's expectation. It's not God's.
那相反的，倘若你明白我们之所以能够蒙恩得救，甚至今天还能够蒙召侍奉，都是神的恩典，因为他对我们是因为他对我们的爱与怜悯。
But if you and I know that God's not only save us.He also calls us into fellowship. It's because His grace.
那既然他愿意使用不配的我们来完成他荣耀的计划，那他就一定会保守到底，带领我们去完成这个任务。
So if He is willing to use us unworthy people to accomplish His glorious plan, He for sure will lead us and protect us.
假如我们知道我们不是在凭自己做，当然我们就能够刚强壮胆，因为神自己要亲自完成。
So we're not rely on ourselves, our own ability, knowing that God is with us.
我们知道信心之父亚伯拉罕他献以撒的故事，我们都知道。
So we all know the story of father of faith Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕他信心与行动结合到最高峰啊，这个而且到今天数千年来影响深远。我觉得背后一个最大的一个最了不起，就是因为他。背后的那个胆量勇气。
So Abraham united his faith and his action together, and thousands of years later, he's still influenced. I think the most thing he did is his courage.
他如果没有这个勇气胆量，他根本没有办法完成这个考验的。
So without courage, he cannot pass the test.
Yes, 就是神要把他的独生子啊，那个童子。以撒把他献给上帝，要把以为是就像牲畜一样，要拿刀子把他杀掉，怎么可能晚年得子啊？而且他相信这是未来是叫他的祝福，他的后代像星星，天上的星星，海边的沙这么多，那独生子把他杀死，那不就绝后了吗
？So we all know the story that God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. So Abraham did not wonder. He just do it.But if it is us, we would think, you know, God is your promise. My offspring will be as the star of the sky, the sand of the sea. If I kill him, and what shall I do?
你知道亚伯拉罕不是傻瓜哎，他想了整个晚上啊。
You know, Abraham probably think about it over and over.
那整个意念、决定与行动，愿意将以撒献在坛前，准备杀死的过程，其实只有几分钟的时间啊。
So we can see that when he bound Isaac and then about to sacrifice him, it's only a few seconds, a few minutes of time.
要把他弄那些柴，然后把他弄在那里，要准备要杀他。这个行动只有几分钟，但是，请问亚伯拉罕活了多久
？So, see, he laid the firewood and put him on the rock and bind him and trying to kill him, but it's only a few minutes. But how long have Abraham lived?
你们知道亚伯拉罕活到几岁？没有人知道。
How long Abraham lived?
175，我听到了，没错，175岁。
175 years.
你看，175岁比起五分钟啊，这个简直是微不足道。
So compared to this 175 years, 5 minutes is almost nothing.
但这个事件却成为他一生最美的注解，信心之父。
But because of his action, he became the faith of the father of faith.
因为他通过这几分钟的考验，使得亚伯拉罕除了忠心的完成他在世上的一个托付，并且留给世人极大的榜样。
So, Abraham passed the test. He's not only finished his mission on earth, but also he left a great example for us.
使用我们同样今天也在想，我们是否愿意我们使用我们一生仅有这个年日来完成神在你生命中的托付。
So sometimes we ask ourselves, are we willing to serve and accomplish God's plan in our limited lifetime?
神把你带到这个教会来，我相信是有他的目的和他的计划的。
So God brought you to this church. I think He has His plan.
所以不管你在这个教会待多久，哪怕是你刚最近刚来，或者是你过去三十年一直在这里，不管你做了多少事情。哪怕是一个简单的事工，或是担任某一个重要的职分，我们都需要刚强壮胆来完成这个使命。
So it doesn't matter how long you are with the church. Maybe you're in a newcomer, or maybe you've been with the church for 30 years, or maybe you serve on the minimal position, or maybe you are a pretty important leader of the church.
你所带出的影响，甚至都会超乎你所求所想的。
But we all have our influence beyond our imagination.
就像亚伯拉罕，他没有想做他这几分钟的动作，后让他后来成为信心之父。
So like Abraham, he probably didn't know that this few minutes can credit him as a faith.
如果没有他这几分，如果他没有那刚强壮胆，我相信他达不到的。
Without courage, he cannot do that.
我希望我们也能够刚强壮胆，才能够完成托付。
And I hope we could be.
最后，刚强断胆乃是能够带来影响的。
So, and then the third one is restoring our strength.
好，十六节到十八节，我们一起来读，好吧？北晴。好，最后一句，你只要刚强壮胆。那请问，只要刚强壮胆，这是一个领袖唯一要做的。
So we can see the last verse, only be strong and courageous. So I ask you, is that all a leader need?
难道约书亚他具备这么多优秀的背景条件，都用不上了？
So is that means all the background Joshua has, all the skills is useless?
为什么？其实原因是刚强，恢复刚强壮胆是会带来一个极大影响的。
But the reason is being strong and courageous is because it can influence others.
好，我来问各位一下哈，是因为约书亚刚强壮胆之后，百姓才顺从支持他？还是百姓支持是这个顺服他之后，他才刚强壮胆。
So I'll ask you a question. Do you think Joshua became strong and courageous, and then people support him, or because the people support him, so he became strong and courageous?
先刚强壮胆，其实两个都对了哈，两个都对。
I think it's both are right.
但我相信约书亚是先得到恢复刚强壮胆所带出的一个行动，而直接的影响全国的士气。
So, but I think Joshua, because he restored his strength and courage, so it influenced the whole nation.
使他们看见一个勇者无惧的领袖特质，对他们而言是多么的宝贵与重要。
So when people see the character of their fearless leader, it's precious.
我们如果可以从第十节到第十五节这个约书亚的行动当中，我们表面上看见约书亚做什么事情，好像他在领导，在分配任务，但事实上呢，他是在激励士气。
So if we read verses 10 through 15, we can see it seemingly look like he was giving assignment, but actually he is to stir up their spirit.
因为约书亚这里整段话的中心主题都是在强调什么？他在强调神的掌权与应许，以及人的信靠与顺服。
So all he's emphasized in this few verses is God's power and promise and people's faith and obedience.
我们看见勇气就能够带出信心，信心就能够带出行动。
So we can see courage can produce faith, and faith produce action.
这个行动就能够影响全国上下的士气，甚至百姓，众百姓就异口同声的回答：“你只要刚强壮胆，好像其他事都不用做。”
So we can see because his action, he influenced the whole nation. So they all come up and say, "Be strong and courageous."
我觉得很奇怪哈，只要他刚强壮胆就好，百姓觉得多无所谓，只要他刚强壮胆，还我觉得好像不可思议，刚强壮胆这么有这么重要吗
？So sometimes I kind of wonder, is that really that important to be strong and courageous?
二十多年啊，我想起二十多年我在神学院上课上领导学。老师第一天上课的时候，他这样说。
So I remember 20 years ago when I was in the seminary, my teacher used to say.
他说，差劲的领袖强调performance, 强调这个表现，然后呢，优秀的领袖呢是强调出现。
So he used to say the bad leader emphasized performance, a good leader emphasized presence.
然后他说：“最好的领袖不是有能力可以什么都做，而是有本事可以什么都不做。”
And then he said, "The best leader is not the one who knows everything, but the one who does nothing."
我觉得奇怪，好领袖是应该什么都会做啊，也什么都要做才对吧
？So I think no, as it should be the other way. He should be able to know everything and do everything.
啊，但是我现在牧会越久，我就越有同感，因为。好的领袖只要他出现在那里，那里就带出影响。
But after so many years, and I kind of notice that when good leaders show up, and his influence goes with him.
所以我们当中所有的领袖哈，我们还离这个条件，离这个标准还很远，因为我们这些人都要做很多的事，要离什么都不做还太差太远了。
So and then we're far from it.
啊，包括我自己都还要再做很多事哈。
Including me, I have to do a lot of things.
请不要误会，我要强调的不是说一个领袖能够什么都不做事情，结果我们就培养出一大堆懒惰的领袖。
Don't misunderstand me. I don't mean that all the leaders don't have to do anything.
而是强调一个好的领袖，如果有一个成熟的属灵生命，就可以带出极大的影响。
But what I'm emphasizing is that a good leader, he will have good influence.
正如我们看见约书亚，因为一个人的刚强壮胆，好像他没做其他的事情，但是却可以影响到全国上下的士气，而最后完成使命。
So that we can see Joshua, because he's strong and courageous, and he influenced the whole nation, stir up their spirits.
同样的，你若能够恢复刚强壮胆，你也绝对可以影响感染你周围的人。
And also, I believe if you are strong and courageous, you can influence those around you.
当然我相信很多人还会觉得说牧师啊，好像不是每个人都需要刚强壮胆吧，胆怯也许只是个性啊，没什么，许多胆小的人也活得好好的，没什么大惊小怪的。
So you may say, I don't think everybody needs to restore their courage and their strength. Being timid, I think it's just character, it's nothing.
但是我要提醒你，别以为胆怯没什么大不了，但事情其实很严重的，因为圣经这样的记载啊，这些人的结局是相当可怕的。
So don't think being timid is nothing, but let me remind you, it's recorded in the Bible. Those people's ending is pretty sad.
好，我们一起来读启示录二十一章第八节。
Let's read Revelation 21:8 together.
好，预备，请。
The sexual immoral, those who practice magic arts, and idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is second death.
为什么胆怯的，上帝把我们归类在那些要受刑罚的那些道德方面的这些啊，甚至在宗教不信的这些放在同一类呢
？But why the Bible put the cowardly together with the murderers and the sexual immoral on those people who practice magic arts?
因为当我们胆怯的时候，我们就有理由去拒绝神给我们的任何托付。
Because when we are afraid, we can refuse the plan that God has assigned us to do.
我们就能够拒绝来顺服神对我们生命的一切计划。
We can refuse God and become disobedient.
但相反的是，倘若我们的生命 可以在平凡当中成为 不平凡，是因为我们能够刚强壮胆。
But on the contrary, if the ordinary us can accomplish the extraordinary, that's because our courage has been restored.
当我们可以不再胆怯，我们的生命不但可以带来我们个人的祝福，甚至还可以去经历圣灵的大能。
So it's not only brings blessings to ourselves, but also we can experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
而且可以让别人来看见你的生命真的是被主的所改变、所影响的。
So people around us can see that our lives really has been changed by God.
这一定是上帝的大能才有办法办到。
And they will believe in God's power.
正如当年耶稣的门徒一样。
Like Jesus' disciples.
在使徒行传四章十三节，我们看见发生了一件事情。
It's recorded in the book of Acts 4:13.
我们一起来读这段经文。
Read together.
预备，请。
When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and then they took note that these men.
Yeah. 换一句话说，恢复刚强壮胆的影响，不但是可以使你个人的生命改变，而且还可以成为你为主做美好的见证。
So we can say, restore your strength and courage. Not only can change your life, but also be a good testimony for God.
不要小看你刚强壮胆的重要。
So don't look down the importance.
让我们一起都来恢复。
Let's all restore.
啊，当时我要来接任这个教会做你们的牧师。说实在的，我心中也曾经胆怯、恐惧、害怕自己不能胜任。
So when I took on the position of pastor of this church, I had a fear in my heart also.
虽然你们都知道我在中西部有当牧师这么多年的经验，也在不同的教会有学习历练，但是来到尔湾新的侍奉环境，我一切都要从头学习。
So you know, however, I had many years of experience in the Midwest and also other churches, but coming to Irvine, I had to learn from beginning.
这边没有我熟悉的环境，这边没有我认识的朋友。
And the environment and surroundings are different, and I don't have friends here.
我跟我太太讲说，哦，好不容易我期待冬天了哈，但是我发现怎么冬天还要穿短袖。
So and sometimes say, oh, I really miss winter, but winter comes and we're still wearing shorts.
啊，有人冬天还穿短袖嘛，是吧？这是冬天吗？我一直期待冬天开老领，那怎么夏天已经忍耐过了？怎么冬天还不来呢？这是我第一个冬天哈。啊，那你可以想象我对这个环境的陌生啊，很多的胆怯、恐惧，甚至想要放弃。
So you can imagine the different environment and no friends and fear. So sometimes I really want to give up.
但后来我之所以可以胜过恐惧，可以刚强壮胆，愿意接受挑战，那是因为我知道神对我有他的期待，就是不让我胆怯。既然相信这是神的托付，他就会保守到底。
But later on, I overcame my fear because became strong, willing to accept the challenge because I know that's God's expectation. It's not for me to fear, since it's God's plan. I believe.Will carry me through.
Yeah, 我也知道，只要我们大家我们都能够靠主刚强壮胆，我们就必定能够带出影响。
So I believe if we can restore our courage, we can be influential.
假如你是一个弟兄，你认为你生命的目的就是找一份好好的工作，当赚钱的工具来养家糊口，那你就太轻看你自己了。
So if you're a brother among us, if you think your purpose to work and support your family, you look down yourself.
因为在神为你的预备的计划当中，远远超过一个赚钱的机器或是维持生活的工具。
Because in God's plan, you're way more than a money-making tool and a family-providing machine.
假如你是一位姐妹，你认为你只是生孩子或养孩子的工具，或在家里的保姆、煮饭婆、洗衣婆。那你同样也是太轻看你自己。
And if you are a sister among us, if you think, your purpose is to have children, cook and clean, you look down yourself also.
其实那就是根本就是轻看神对你的期待。
And then you ignore God's expectation.
Yeah, 假如你是一个年长者，你自己是啊没用的老人啊，不但别人不听你的，连你自己的身体都开始不听你的，也怀疑自己还能够做什么。 那你同样也是轻看神对你的期待。
And if you are elderly people thinking not only others don't listen to you, even your own body won't even listen to you, and doubt that you are any good, so you are looking down on yourself.
其实我们每一个人，不管你的年纪、身份，都可以做更多，可以影响更大的领域。可以做这世上的光，世上的盐，来影响整个社区，来改变整个世界。
So it doesn't matter your age, your status. We all can be light and salt of the world. You can bring blessings to your surrounding people and change the society.
在你的周围，可以因着你的存在而带来极大的祝福。
So we can bring blessings to the people around us.
但前提是什么？就是我们要先能够恢复刚强壮胆，我们不再胆怯。我们做一个勇敢的基督精兵，来为主打这场美好的胜战。
But what we need to do before is we need to restore our strength and courage to win the battle.
让众人对你刮目相看，也让你的神以你为荣，好不好？
And people will look at you differently, and God will be proud of you.
我们如果要完成这样的任务，就首先要恢复刚强壮胆。假如你无法克服你心中胆怯的恐惧的障碍，你什么都做不了。
So the first thing we need to restore our strength and courage. If we don't, we are afraid and we cannot accomplish anything.
无论你懂再多的圣经知识，无论你受了再多的这个侍奉装备，都白费了。
It doesn't matter how knowledgeable about the scripture you are, and how crafty in the sharing gospels, the skill you have.
唯有恢复刚强壮胆。我们才能够完全无惧地完成神在我们生命中的托付。
Only strength and courage can help us to accomplish what God has assigned us to do.
让我们一起立志，我们可以不再软弱，不再胆怯，一起来恢复刚强壮胆，好吗？
Let us make up our mind, no longer be fearful, and together restore our strength and courage.
让我们一起来回应，用这首歌，我们可以兴起为耶稣。